Welcome back to Moments of Mystery, where every letter uncovers a curious tale. I'm your host, KG Heartstopper, and today's mystery is about time, hope, and the magic tucked inside a single word. U is for underwear. It started on a windy Tuesday morning in the small town of Elmbridge. As the sun rose and folks opened their windows, something unexpected began to appear. Underwear. On fences. In trees. Hanging from mailboxes. Underwear of all shapes, colors, and sizes. At first, people thought it was a prank. April Fool's Day had passed, but Elmbridge had its fair share of pranksters. But when Mrs. Dalrymple found a pair of neon green boxers hanging from her rose bush and shouted, "These aren't mine," people realized something stranger was at play. By noon, the mystery had escalated. There were now dozens of random undergarments scattered around town, and no one could explain where they came from or who they belonged to. Theories bloomed like spring dandelions. Rogue laundry thief. A washing machine portal gone wrong. Maybe someone starting a very weird art project. Enter 11-year-old Maxine, amateur sleuth and proud founder of the Elmbridge Mystery Club. She started with the basics: location, time, wind direction. Then she noticed something no one else had: a thin trail of floral fabric caught in the low-hanging branch near the park. She followed it. The trail led her 3 blocks to the edge of town, and there it was. A large wire laundry line stretched across an apartment complex courtyard. Or rather, it had been stretched. Now it sagged in the middle, one end completely detached from the post. And beneath it, an overflowing laundry basket and a very apologetic man holding a staple gun and a clothespin. His name was Mr. Lively, a new resident and recent retiree who had tried to rig up his own turbo clothesline to dry an entire week's worth of laundry in one go. Unfortunately, he hadn't accounted for the sudden gusts of spring wind, or the fact that one end of the line was tied to a wooden trellis, not a fixed post. When the line gave way, the underwear launched into the breeze like patriotic flags on parade. After a brief town meeting and a few sheepish chuckles, neighbors helped retrieve the scattered garments and returned what they could. Mr. Lively apologized with a batch of homemade lemon bars, and, after much encouragement, agreed to let the apartment complex manager install a proper clothesline. Maxine got a special shout-out in the Elmbridge Gazette for her detective work. Underwear, whirlwind, solved by local girl 11. And so, the mystery of the airborne underwear was solved. Not by mischief or magic, but by wind, poor construction, and a very determined retiree. Sometimes, mysteries don't have to be spooky. Sometimes, they're just a good breeze and a little too much elastic. Thanks for joining me for this moment of mystery. I am KG Heartstopper. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you next time for another curious tale.